America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Jacoby Brissett in the post game addressing the pick six to Fred Warner, which really blew up the whole idea of, well, you got to keep Brissett out there because he's not making mistakes. He's not turning the ball over. He had two turnovers in that game. I'd say it was his worst game so far, would you?
I'd say it was great.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, he's a nice man.
So what, you can't be honest about the team anymore?
Okay, well, it was not a great game.
Was it his worst game?
It was probably his worst game.
I think it was. And listen, I mean, that's not to disrespect him. I don't think it's disrespectful to say that. You have to have a best game. You have to have a worst game. He's played four games. I think that was the worst. And I don't know that the best one was really all that good either.
Did I give him an out by acknowledging the impressive play by Fred Warner?
No, it was. I mean,
Brian says yeah. I mean,
that
a little
was impressive.
Bit. Like, he went up for a middle linebacker.
I thought the return was more impressive than the actual pick.
Oh, I thought the catch was pretty sweet. Yeah. I'm not sure we have a lot of offensive players that make that catch.
Never mind freaking middle linebackers. True, yeah, you might be
How
right
many guys
about
that. You seen go up and get? They had the best catchers. Their tight end
yep.
went up and got the ball. Their middle linebacker went up and got the ball. Their wide receiver went up and got. We don't have people on either side of the team that do that.
No, and we definitely don't have anyone who's going to wrestle it away from three defenders
right.
like George Kittle did, which, by the way, I was going into this thinking that, you know, Deebo Samuel banged up, George Kittle banged up. These guys are going to be decoys out there. They're going to be out there running routes, but they're banged up and they're not going to be 100% and they're not going to go to them. They're not going to lean on them. Those guys ate your lunch yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, these are their best players, obviously, but they're ones that you have to keep better track of. And that pass, the pass to Kittle hung up in the air for like 20 seconds.
George Kittle! Oh, so many bodies! He ripped it!
That thing was floating up there, and everybody was running towards it, and Kittle high points it. Three guys are on him, and he just yanks it away. I mean, you know, like, these are the type of plays good teams and great players make.
Right.
And they made them on you all day long.
And you had a couple tries. Like, Jabril Peppers' interception was a really nice play.
That was a nice play,
He went up and got it elevated, landed hard on his back. The Polk non-catch was a nice catch, but that's where we are. We're sort of like the Bad News Bears. We're talking about foul balls. We did
right.
hit seven foul balls, coach. We did catch one out of bounds, coach. But that to me shows you that great divide. And this isn't, we're not breaking news here, Captain Obvious. The 49ers have more talent than the Patriots. The 49ers are one of the more talented. But that NBA draft thing we talk about, because Jennings, I don't really know a lot about Jennings. I know he had 175 yards and three touchdowns the week before.
I don't know much about him either.
And then I saw him and I was like, oh, I kind of see why. That's a great catch right there. Like, he's got talent. I would add them to the group of teams. You don't have a receiver that would break the top three.
Yeah.
I don't believe you have a receiver that's better than Jennings, Deebo, or Ayuk.
Juwan Jennings was a seventh-round pick, by the way.
Yeah, so was Julian Edelman, Tom Brady. You can get late-round gems.
So was Kayshawn Booty, right? No, he was sixth-round.
Yeah.
Yeah, still.
No, my point was you can
this
get...
This guy actually does
Yeah, you can get gems, not you can get jags. Gems over jags. I'm looking for gems
plays.
Late, not jags late. But they just... The Kittle thing... Because I was a huge Gronk fan, and I think Gronk still gets sort of underrated. People like you that rave about all these soft wide receiver type tight ends.
I have him two in all time behind Tony Gonzalez, so I think he's pretty good. But
George Kittle is in the Gronk mold because he will block. He will give you energy in everything he does. He's going to try to run people over, out-jump people. And that really...
And he'll probably retire in his early 30s because he took such a beating, too.
And he's banged up a lot now, a lot more in the last couple of years. But it made me think when you said earlier about what areas do they have talent that isn't in the bottom five. And I think tight end, you might argue that with Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper.
I'd say that's it. Yeah, that's probably it.
it's not exciting. You don't have a Kittle.
No.
You don't have a guy that can just go out there and physically. Hunter Henry's a nice player.
I'd say he's top third of tight ends. Maybe even a little higher. Maybe top quarter.
Maybe.
Tight ends this year aren't playing well. Kelsey's not good. Andrews isn't good. Like, the normal.
Yeah, but I'd still take them.
I would, too. I'm just saying they're not playing well. Hunter Henry at least has, like, a 100-yard game under his belt.
The
I don't think the
of
two of those
career.
Guys together have 100 yards on the season so
and it's
far.
It's the first of his career. It's not like you're.
Sure. But, you know, he's been one of the more reliable guys, and I don't think he's played all that
but
well.
But you don't
either.
Have,
had
I guess,
one game.
My point is you don't have
tight
playmakers.
Ends in general haven't been that good.
You don't have playmakers for Warner. You don't have playmaker for Bosa. And, you know, they were without, what's his name, your safety. He was Ufanga.
Ufanga, yeah.
He's out. Mm-hmm. They're without the other linebacker, Dre
Greenlaw.
Yep. Like, they had a lot of significant, Hargrove up front. They have a lot. And then their backups come in, and you're like, damn, that guy'd be the best player on our team. Like, yeah. It's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, and they've constructed their team completely differently from you. I mean, really, like the San Francisco 49ers are the anti-Patriots in a lot of ways. In the sense of they really built an offense, they really built a defense through the draft and through free agency, through trades. They even had a couple of big whiffs. Trey Lance was about as big of a whiff
yes.
as you can possibly have, and they survived it because of their team building, because of their drafts, because of all this stuff. I mean, a lot of the guys you mentioned are all draft picks, guys that they picked, and were able to keep for a little bit. I mean, now it's starting to come back to bite them, but they did have these guys on rookie contracts for years and years and years. They have Brock Purdy getting paid nothing as their quarterback, who's one of the best QBs per the dollar, I'd say, in the last 10 years in terms of what they're getting for what
sure.
they're paying him. But that's sort of the point, is like they've built something, and it may all fall apart, and they may not come away with any Super Bowls, but they built something that's going to be competitive every year, something that's been competitive with Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback, now with Brock Purdy and whoever else. I mean, really, everybody other than Trey Lance has been okay in this system, and that's something that is basically the opposite of the Patriots. No quarterbacks are succeeding with these Patriots, and we'll see if one eventually does, but, I mean, you want to talk about, like, the bizarro you? It's the San Francisco 49ers.
And it starts where? Draft.
Yeah.
They've drafted pretty well. Deebo, draft pick. Ayuk, draft pick. Bosa, draft pick. Now, some of them are up high, but that's an opportunity you're getting now. You're going to have high draft picks. You had a high draft
pick last
year.
Could add Deebo.
Right. There's plenty of those guys because it's not all just high draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
There's other mid-round draft picks and lower picks. But that roster, I mean, I keep always saying it's Eagles and 49ers are kind of, and I know the Eagles are not playing well right now, aren't a great football team, but those are, you either have to have a top five quarterback or a top five roster. They don't have the top five quarterbacks, so both those teams get a top five roster.
Yeah, agreed. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones. Jesse is in New Bedford with a thought on Drake May. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
You know, like a couple of callers before, you know, Andy, you hit the nail on the head. You know, what if this, what if that, well, what if it's the other way? And, you know, last time I checked, everybody keeps blowing over the fact that Brissett threw that pick six and he fumbled. But also in the first game, he threw a goal line interception in front of Henry. Doesn't do his best Gonzo impression. That's a goal line pick. All I'm saying is Drake May, look what the rookie quarterbacks are doing. Each game they're getting a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. Let Drake May get his lumps his rookie year. What are you going to do? If you're going to wait for this line and for this team to get better, you might as well cancel the whole rookie year or the 4 years of Drake May, because it's going to take a couple years. Get him in there. I'm with you guys. Start the kid. I'm starting a riot.
All right. Thanks for the call. Don't start
Did
a riot.
You say starting a riot?
I think you said starting a riot.
Hey, whoa. New Bedford's too close to where I live. Let's keep your riots away from in my area.
Come on, New Bedford. It's been through enough.
Jeez,
you don't need to be starting any riots down there. Also, I'm not sure that would necessarily get the attention up here in Foxborough.
No, I don't think it would.
Not saying start a riot in Foxborough either, okay? We don't need to start any riots anywhere.
We don't need riots anywhere.
Just
let's
don't riot,
stop with
period.
The riots. Just play Drake May. We don't need riots.
It's a bad football season. We don't need to riot for this.
Yeah, it's sports entertainment. Just bitch about it on the radio show in the bitching hour.
And now, it's not necessarily a riot, but what if we have, like, Drake May protesters showing up, you know, with signs?
You going to do it?
I'm not doing it. I'm just saying, you might see it.
Out in front of Gillette?
People chaining themselves to the entrance until Drake May, so no one can get in.
Like when
until Drake May gets put in the game.
Last time I saw protesters was when they let Adam Vinatieri leave to go to the Colts.
Yeah,
there were legit protesters.
I could see
there.
That. I could see that. Honestly, how about this for a bet? Rhamondre Stevenson doesn't fumble again for the rest of the season, or Drake May protesters show up at Foxborough.
I don't see Drake May protesters.
I think
there's enough passion.
For Drake May?
For the Patriots and Drake May right now.
I think anybody who's still passionate about the Patriots is passionate about Drake May playing. I think that that's...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Becoming a thing.
Yeah, but passionate enough to go outside with signs and picket and I don't see it.
Maybe not like seriously picket, but like there's a lot of content creators out there, Andy. You know, there's a lot of young kids going on TikTok and, you know, showing their thing. Here's me protesting at the Patriots.
I'm going to burn my jersey. Yes. And I'm going to picket. Yeah, I know.
You don't think that's very possible? I think it's very possible, especially in this day and age.
Elsewhere.
Let's go to Joey in New York. Go ahead, Joey.
All right, guys. Yeah, you know something? You guys could fill up MetLife Stadium with Super Bowl trophies. And I got a great hello for everybody. A good friend of mine, Joe Beningo, says hello to everybody up in New England. Listen, we got the Jets down here. And you know what I really feel? If you're building a team, like the Patriots are building, the Jets are always rebuilding, and if you don't follow the Jets, they're horrible. But the thing is, I would do is build the offensive line first. Figure it this way. What's the last position in sports where you actually need a brain to play? Is the offensive line. The quarterback can get the plays from the sidelines. You can have a super intelligent guy, offensive guard or tackle, and build that up first because you can get a quarterback through the draft or you could sign a quarterback. You know, with all these guys, they're all glamour quarterbacks coming out now with big names, and a lot of them turn out to be flops. And
sometimes.
Also the tight end, you brought up Kittle. Now, the thing is, also, I added the tight end as like an offensive lineman. So you guys had Gronk up there, you were spoiled, because Gronk, to me, was like an offensive lineman playing tight end. He would flatten guys, flatten linebackers. You know, the guy was a beast. He was a full beast. And I don't want anybody to get mad, but when they signed Brady, the Bucks, I said, all they need now is a six-pack and Gronk, and they're going to win the Super Bowl. And that's exactly what happened, you know?
Hey,
and
Joey, right, you called it then.
What?
You called it. Very good. Thanks
for the call, Joe.
That guy sounded like Joe Beningo.
Yeah, that was...
He sounded like he was actually... He's like, yeah, it was like Joe Beningo in the white. It's like, you sound like Joe.
Everyone back here is saying the same thing.
That was Joe Beningo, wasn't
it? Yeah, we think it might have been.
Did Joe Beningo just call our show? That's cool. Hey, Joe, call back anytime. It was a good call.
I'll take it.
It was a little all over the place, but it was a good call. And anyway, I always like a good Brooklyn accent here on the airwaves. 617-779-7937. Let's go to a different Joe. Joe in the car. Go ahead, Joe.
How you doing, gentlemen? You know, good. I'm finding myself yesterday. I'm rooting against the Patriots from here forward, man.
Okay.
That what I saw yesterday. I mean, San Fran comes down, scores a touchdown. No, penalty. No, we're going to take that away. Same drive, touchdown again. Oh, we're going to take that another penalty. I've never seen that happen. Two penalties taken away, two touchdowns taken away from a penalty, and then they finally score again against this defense. I want to know all the flip-floppers after week one. And Jones, I think you were one of them. After they beat Cincinnati, they were the close call against Seattle. You were kind of like, you know, I think they're going to win 6, 7, 8 games. Buddy, these last two games that we saw with the Patriots, that's who the Patriots are, people. We got nobody. And I'm tired about this Drake May. Put him in. You know what? Put the kid in. Because I don't care if Tom Brady's behind there. This team is so bad all the way around. Defense. Anybody said, the formula is the defense and running the ball. Well, guess what? Your best offensive player can't hold on to the ball.
It's true.
Stevenson, and your defense is shattered. I mean, this team is the laughing stock of the NFL, and I'm so embarrassed. This team was a dynasty for 20 years. We are so respected. I got friends of mine laughing at me now, like, and they're right.
Bob Kraft, Joe, don't listen to your friends. Don't worry about it, Joe. It's okay. Yes, they're.
This is all Bob Kraft. If Bob Kraft is listening, Bob Kraft, this is all your fault, buddy. You don't want to spend the money, you cheapo.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for the call, Joe.
That was probably a good time to
I think that was a good time to hang up there.
Yep.
The Patriots are not the laughing stock of the league. That'd be the Jacksonville Jaguars, who lost again and may never win again. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence is ever going to win again, but they covered. And that was nice. But, yeah, the Jaguars 0-4 are really, I think, the laughing stock of the league. But you know what? You're getting there. You're getting there.
Let's put a pin in that, circle back around tomorrow. Let's put a list together of teams you are less a mess than or whatever. You're better off than. Because I think the list might be longer than people realize of teams that are worse off than you.
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe I'm just being optimistic Andy here because you have your warts, you have your problems. I'm not saying all is good, and I'm not just whistling past the elephant in the graveyard. I am not doing that. I am just saying there are some bad organizations and situations out there right now.
There are. And I think maybe some people deluded themselves into thinking the Patriots were a quarterback away from contending again. Me, Jones.
You, Jones, thought they were going to win 7 or 8 games after they won in week one.
That is not true, by the way.
I think it is. I'm actually with Joe.
I've never said that.
I think I'm with Joe. Can we get the tapes from somebody? Because I'm pretty sure after week one, I said 1-16 is still in play. So I was consistent.
Okay, you also said 0-17 wasn't. You were wrong.
No, it was in play. I'm telling you, that was
in
play.
We were all riding that week one high. Come on, I said
1-16 was in play.
Fine, but you know.
And by the way,
everything's in play.
1-16, still in play.
Still in play, that's true. 8 wins still also in play, technically. 617.
Is it though?
779-793-7. Let's take Steve in Plymouth before we go to break. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, I'm about to puke because I just looked up the numbers. And just to reiterate the last caller, the Redskins, similar situation as us during the offseason. They went out and they spent $40 million on offensive linemen, Andrew Wiley and Nick Gates. $40 million. We had Mayo on this network this morning saying that they signed the best offensive lineman available, David Andrews. They gave him $4 million in guaranteed money. This is all crap. He's cheap. They got $40 million in available cap space, and they roll this out? This is junk. And people still spend money on these tickets. They're the joke. They're the joke here. The people are actually spending money on this junk.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is not a team right now that is very entertaining.
He's angry.
A lot of people are angry. I mean, listen, if you're a Patriots fan and you were expecting anything, you know, anything above board, you've got 2 straight non-competitive games. That Seattle game, you can at least say, came down to a couple of misplays here and there. These last 2 have been non-competitive, and that is sort of what turned a lot of people off last year. And that's why I think, like, watching a game like that is so reminiscent of just how futile everything seemed last year. No matter what they did, you know, you get the ball, and you had no expectation that anything was going to go right with that offense, that Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi or anybody was going to be able to orchestrate anything. And in some games, they couldn't orchestrate even a field goal drive. Like, you know, like it was that kind of despair that I think people were looking at this new regime to say, all right, you're going to pull us out of this. And instead, half of the games have been a lot more like what we saw last year than any kind of improvement. Or, you know, when you think of a rebuild, you look, all right, well, what's getting better? What's improving so far? So far, not really anything.
The kicker.
Sorry,
better.
The kicker.
And the punter
better.
Continues to get better. He's trending toward all Pro Bowl caliber punter.
Sweet.
They're players, too.
They are, yes.
Did want to clarify when Gerard.
The only players who use their feet in football.
Yeah, I guess technically.
Yeah, technically.
When Gerard Mayo said they signed the best offensive lineman in football, he wasn't talking about David Andrews. He was talking about Mike Onwenu.
Yeah.
And they gave him $55 million, I believe?
Yes, which is a lot for a guard,
so
but not a lot
for... So it's $15 million more than your precious Commanders gave whoever the hell you were talking about.
Right, but that's also a lot for a guard, not necessarily for
a
tackle.
He's a right tackle.
Right, but that's not a huge contract for a right tackle.
No.
Either way, you know, I agree. And they didn't add anything. Like, they added
Jonah Williams.
Rookies.
I'm going to say the name over again. I don't know why they didn't give Jonah Williams the contract he got from the Cardinals. And no one can give me an answer. I've even sniffed around here a little bit, and everybody's like, yeah, I'm not really sure. Nobody can answer.
They weren't really doing that. It wasn't that kind of offseason. They didn't want to bring in guys they didn't know.
But they weren't filling out a depth chart?
No.
Because they didn't.
Honestly, no.
Left tackle is empty. They're playing with 10 players. They fill in another guy, but they don't have a left tackle. That's problematic because you don't even get to the point where you can find out if anybody's competitive, competent. because there's people out there who can't play left tackle.
Yeah, it's true. And they're trying their best, and it's not working. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we got some odds and ends for the end of the show.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.